The president of Sudan has rejected plans for a joint African Union-United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Darfur region. Omar al-Bashir said he would only accept African troops under African Union leadership. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said this month that Sudan had in principle backed a hybrid peacekeeping force. We spoke to Africa specialist at Christian Aid, Judith Melby, who has just returned from Sudan, about this latest development.
The Sudanese government plays a very clever game, and you have to be able to read between the lines, and you also have to listen to what's going to be said the next day. I mean, what was decided in the meeting in Addis last week was that there would be a hybrid force, which would be an extended AU force with help from the United Nations, logistical, financial, and with some UN troops. Now, the president is now saying no UN troops, but he will accept UN logistical support. You know, these things are said for internal consumption, for external consumption, and quite frankly, we have to wait and see what he's going to say tomorrow. All in all, though, the outlook is pretty dismal.